Barbara calling us from Ording. Hi, Barbara. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I'm glad you're back on there. I missed you when you weren't on, when you were away on your vacation.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Anyway, I was wondering if there is some reason why in the morning after I eat my breakfast in particular, I suddenly get cold hands. And that's after I eat and take my vitamins, too.
Well, ma'am, when the hands suddenly get cold, usually the smaller blood vessels down the hands have gone into a spasm. So there are a number of reasons which might lead to a spasm. Now, you say it's after you eat breakfast. Does it only happen after breakfast? Does it happen
after
lunch?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And do you eat some things at breakfast you don't eat any other time of day?
Well, I try to eat everything healthy, especially for my breakfast meal, fruits and whole grains and all that, you know, eggs and everything.
Sure. Well, you know,
migraine
headaches are also caused by blood vessel spasm. And
ever get migraines.
I hear you, ma'am, but I'm talking about blood vessel spasm now, and you're getting blood vessel spasm in your hands, just not in your head. And actually, I prefer to have it in my hands rather than my head if I had to have it, which you don't, but we'll get there. Oh, okay. So what's triggering this blood vessel spasm? Well, doggone it, it's been found in people who have migraines that if they do self-check themselves for allergies or get a test, what I mean by self-check, you eat one food and see if it happens. Well, it didn't happen with that food, so tomorrow I'll try eating another food and see if it happens. And you just eat your way through a whole bunch of one food. It's going to be kind of boring, just one food for breakfast for about a week when you go through your seven foods for breakfast.
I know what you're talking about, the elimination diet.
There you go. And if you find that, oh, well, look, it. After I eat this one, my hands get cold, and those ones it doesn't. Okay, you got an allergic trigger here. And then what can you do? Well, you can do the thing that doesn't allow the trigger to be pulled, and that is to raise your magnesium levels. But if it's in your hands, you've got a unique chance here because there's that stuff on the market at all the health food stores, at home clinic dispensary, and your compounding pharmacy called magnesium oil. Have you ever read about that?
I haven't read about it, but I've heard you mention it.
Yep.
I think you called it magnesium oil of magnesium.
Well, they do call it magnesium oil. You're right. That's the brand name. And I don't work for the company. Okay. Well, what one does is rub that on. It puts the magnesium oil in the palm of the hands and just rub the palms and rub all the fingers and rub, 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 because it absorbs through the skin into all those little blood vessels. And if you do that every day, you might get enough magnesium in there that the spasms would stop happening, even if you are using the trigger. So what we want to look for is both what's triggering it and what is the trigger that's being pulled. And the trigger that's being pulled frequently is pulled a heck of a lot easier if there's enough magnesium in the cells. Now, one other thing, ma'am, if you ever heard of Epsom salt baths, those people in Epsom, England, years ago, found out that particular stuff, if they took a nice soak in a tub with Epsom salts in the water, why, they felt better. And yes, that gets in right through the skin too. So if you'd prefer to take an Epsom salt bath, that would help you too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's related, but in this past couple of years, I have some real tiny, like little tiny spider veins in the lower part of my legs, ankles. Is that related at all?
Well, if you're seeing them now and you didn't see them before, it means the blood vessels down there are getting a little weak. And so they dilate more easily and they stay that way, darn it. So you can, if they're early, you can probably keep any more from coming on if you do some things to strengthen the veins. Now, remember, veins are muscle. So one of the things that ladies particularly need to do is check their testosterone levels, because if their testosterone levels are getting too low, they're not going to be able to maintain muscle as well, and I don't mean just biceps muscle. I mean muscle all over the body, including inside a vein. So that's one thing. Second thing, though, is there's some traditional remedies. One that goes back 400 to 500 years to England, when a very smart doctor observed that extracts from hawthorn was able to strengthen blood vessels and strengthen people's hearts. So I usually turn to that one because it works so darn good. It keeps the blood vessels from deteriorating further. It usually doesn't reverse the spiders we already got, but it usually really slows down getting new ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then the other question I wanted to know is, what can you tell me about what cellulitis is and what causes it?
Cellulitis and itis, as you know, means inflammation. And cellulitis is usually inflammation in the skin, actually. But it's an inflammation caused by something, and the usual cause is, unfortunately, low-grade infection. So what we usually folks are handed is, here's an antibiotic prescription. I prefer to go after it with something natural. Just for example, nanoparticulate silver kills germs.
You say what?
Nanoparticulate silver. It's called microparticulate or nanoparticulate silver.
Oh.
And one can take that. And just like I was telling the last person who called, one can get some DMSO at the one's local natural food store or compounding pharmacy or Thomas Clinic dispensary. And they almost always sell liquid DMSO in a 99.9%. So let's just call it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And we mix seven parts of that, and where I get these numbers from is from Dr. Stanley Jacob, who pioneered the research on all of this at the University of Oregon. He said you got to be about a 70% of DMSO to get the substance itself to really absorb really well. So we mix 70% of that with 30% of distilled water, and then we rub it over a cellulitis, and what do you know, a lot of the times the cellulitis just gradually goes away. I've worked with a lot of people who've done that. And can the nanoparticulate silver hurt anything? Uh-uh. Not unless you use it literally every day for half your life, and then you'll turn blue like the blue man in Las Vegas. But it doesn't hurt otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And the DMSO, the worst that'll ever do to you is give you garlic breath.
Mm-hmm. So about how long could you use that, would you say?
Well, look, if you happen to have cellulitis and it doesn't clear up within a week to 10 days, then you might as well forget it. It's not going to work. And then,
we
need to turn it something else.
The reason why I was asking, I always like to find out about things, you know, that are healthy and unhealthy. And a friend of mine has recently got out of the hospital with cellulitis, and I know they gave her antibiotics and stuff.
Sure.
And put something on her legs, some kind of cream stuff. No, I don't know if she's ever going to get rid of it because she's had it for a while, so I don't know.
Well, one thing, ma'am, she is not going to hurt herself with colloidal silver and DMSO mixed in that 70%, 30%. Second thing is, I don't know if you saw in the newspaper, but there was a gentleman who ran for governor of Montana, and his skin was distinctly blue. And he had been taking, yes, and he had been taking for decades silver every day.
Right.
And the worst that happened to him is that he became a politician with blue skin.
Well, where do you put the colloidal silver? Is that mixed in with the DMSO?
Yes, ma'am.
Or is it?
Please, I forgot to mention something, so please remember, my fault, that it needs to be mixed in glass or it needs to be mixed in ceramic, but never ever in plastic, because DMSO dissolves certain sort of plastics and we don't need that in our DMSO. So the easiest way to do it is to get a glass measuring container that you use for cooking that says 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 3 ounce, 4 ounce, 5 ounces, and so you put in 70%. Let's just, to make the calculations real easy because my math skills are weak, let's say it's a 10-ounce container. So you put in 7 ounces of DMSO and you put in 3 ounces of the nanoparticulate silver, and there you go. You got your mixture. But I wouldn't mix that much. You wouldn't use it in 5 years. So just make sure it's a 70 to 30% proportions, and you'll have it right. For example, 2 to 1 is 67%. So you go 2 ounces of the DMSO plus a tiny bit more, and then 1 ounce of the nanoparticulate silver, and you cannot hurt yourself with it. You can give yourself garlic breath, and you frequently can clear up cellulitis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much.